Chapter 14. The Journey of Morwen and Nienor to Nargothrond. When the fell winter withdrew, new tidings of Nargothrond came to Doriath. For some that had escaped from the sack and had survived the winter in the wild came at last, seeking refuge with Thingol, and the march wards brought them to the king. And some said that all the enemy had withdrawn northwards, and others that Glaurung abode still in the halls of Felagund. And some said that the Mormegil was slain, and others that he was cast under a spell by the dragon, and dwelt there yet as one changed to stone. But all declared that it was known in Nargothrond ere the end that the black sword was none other than Turin, son of Húrin of Dorlómin. Then great was the fear and sorrow of Morwen and of Nienor, and Morwen said, "Such doubt is the very work of Morgoth. May we not learn the truth, and know surely the worst that we must endure?" Now Thingol himself desired greatly to know more of the fate of Nargothrond, and had in mind already the sending out of some that might go warily thither. But he believed that Turin was indeed slain, or beyond rescue, and he was loath to see the hour when Morwen should know this clearly. Therefore he said to her, "This is a perilous matter, Lady of Dorlómin, and must be pondered. Such doubt may in truth be the work of Morgoth, to draw us on to some rashness." But Morwen, being distraught, cried, "Rashness, lord? If my son lurks in the woods, hungry, if he lingers in bonds, if his body lies unburied, then I would be rash. I would lose no hour to go to seek him." "Lady of Dorlómin," said Thingol, "that surely the son of Húrin would not desire. Here would he think you better bestowed than in any other land that remains in the keeping of Melian. For Húrin's sake and Turin's, I would not have you wander abroad in the black peril of these days."
"You did not hold Turin from peril, but me you will hold from him," cried Morwen. "In the keeping of Melian, yes, a prisoner of the girdle. Long did I hold back before I entered it, and now I rue it."
"Nay, if you speak so, Lady of Dorlómin," said Thingol, "know this, the girdle is open. Free you came hither, free you shall stay or go." Then Melian, who had remained silent, spoke, "Go not hence, Morwen. A true word you said. This doubt is of Morgoth. If you go, you go at his will. Fear of Morgoth will not withhold me from the call of my kin," Morwen answered. "But if you fear for me, lord, then lend me some of your people."
"I command you not," said Thingol, "but my people are my own to command. I will send them at my own advice." Then Morwen said no more, but wept, and she left the presence of the king. Thingol was heavy-hearted, for it seemed to him that the mood of Morwen was fey, and he asked Melian whether she would not restrain her by her power. "Against the coming in of evil I may do much," she answered, "but against the going out of those who will go, nothing. That is your part. If she is to be held here, you must hold her with strength. Yet, may be thus, you will overthrow her mind."